Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
Just walking over to the rink. Is Carlo working a double today?
I am, buddy.
Oh, you're grinding it out.
he doesn't even know that there's an illegal curve rule that's no longer in place.
Well, the guy's been up since 4 this morning. Give him a break.
Cut me some slack, man.
Okay.
Thanks, Ray.
I either that or you need a new agent. Something's going on here.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about this baseball scandal, and I'm sure you've seen the latest where, you know, maybe they were wearing a
Dr. Ho
zapper. Yeah, go ahead.
Ray, do you think it would be stupid? We're talking about, like, things you could do in hockey. If you were quarterbacking the power play, would you want, like, an earpiece where a coach, like, in the press box would be like, okay, the guy down low is open, like,
or not do you think a that, chance.
So oh, that's stupid.
That be, wouldn't that be annoying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me it would be.
I guess so. Like, I'd like
just
it.
Just think, by the time the guy's talking to you, now you're listening, you look up and somebody runs you over, and you're like, oh, I guess I shouldn't have been listening.
Or the guy's recommending you look at the guy back door and you turn the puck over, and next thing you're skating to the bench, just losing it on the guy who's telling
you. I like
you
how
to
you guys
that.
Are like, oh, you're going
to
be looking up at the guy. Like, I don't think that's the idea.
Okay.
Looking up into the press box. Hey, buddy.
Here's a reasonable possibility. It's never going to happen. It's so stupid to even suggest. But here is a reasonable possibility. If it ever got to that point where someone goes, all right, I got a headpiece on. You're up in the sky. You tell me what's going on. The guy up in the sky forgets to turn the mic off.
Oh.
And while he's on a shift, the guy's talking the whole time to his buddy.
And you're on the ice. You're like, what's going on?
Like, shut up.
Yeah. You know a good Italian place around here?
Hey,
imagine being on a 2-on-1 and the guy pipes in. Is there any good Italian around here? You would go crazy.
We were in New York one night, and I'm playing for the Kings, and we're getting our tails kicked. And about midway through the third period, our assistant coach, Jay Leach, just starts howling behind the bench. And I hear him say, yeah, I got a mess down here, too. And I'm like, I wonder what he's talking about, right? So after the game, somehow the channels got mixed up, and he got onto MSG's maintenance channel, and some guy was saying in his earpiece, hey, I got a hell of a mess up on 7 here. We got to get... and Jay said, yeah, I got a mess down here, too. Send the guy down here next.
Imagine being on like a 3-on-2, like odd man rush, and all you hear is, my tummy hurts. That would be awful.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential material.
Feel like sushi tonight. Any interest?
Is there ketchup
what?
On that?
Is there ketchup, is there on, ketchup that? On that? Yeah. So I don't think that's ever going to be implemented in the NHL. But I think the whole buzzer idea, I brought up the idea of...
I can't stop laughing.
Maybe you strap it on a defenseman that is prone to pinch. Like, that's the only thing I can think of, is the coach has access to the electronic device and just buzzes the guy when he knows he's going to pinch. Like, don't do it. I'll hit you with the buzzer every time I see you going.
Or he's just looking up the middle of the ice and he's about to throw a pizza and you just get zinged like this. Don't do it.
Don't think of it.
Yeah, there is no application in hockey. As much as guys are looking for the extra inch, I mean, there's nothing that fits like it could in baseball, is there?
No, I don't think so. It's the perfect sport for it.
I agree.
Right? You're just chilling. And
what I don't get, though, is like eventually whoever it was going to be was going to leave the Astros in, you know, and not be happy about it. Like somebody was going to get traded or released. And how did they think that this wasn't ever going to be found out?
Well, it's exactly what happened. Mike Fiers.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, eventually, wasn't this kind of inevitable that, like, I don't know. I mean, like, why are they allowed TVs in the dugout anyway?
Well,
like, it doesn't that seem like an easy fix? Like, no, you can't. If some guy steals a sign standing out on second base, that's been going on for 150 years, and good for them. But this is crazy stuff.
Yeah, I guess when you're so reckless, man, it just, it happens, and then you look back on it, and you're like, I can't believe it. It just, it felt so easy, and it was happening, and you just assume that it's the old boys club code. No one's going to say anything. Well, someone said something, yeah. And now you're really dealing with it. The Leafs in action tonight. You're calling that game down at Scotiabank, Calgary in town, and we were discussing Matthew Tkachuk, who... McDavid was here a couple weeks ago, a week and a half ago, and when he was here, there was a big buzz, and I would argue he's the number one ticket in town. He's only here once. Tkachuk is only here once. I'm not sure he's that far behind, right, because of who he is, because of the name he's made for himself, the way he plays. I'm excited to see what he's got tonight.
I don't know. He's not a sideshow. But there's always lots of stuff that goes on around him, right? Like he plays with kind of like one foot on the stir stick. It's always something with him. And the fact that he's really good creates another level of it. But those players are always going to attract attention, aren't they? Like, you know, sports are made for good guys and bad guys. And if Matthew Tkachuk plays on whatever is the other team from who you're cheering for, he's the bad guy. Yeah. He's easy to cheer against. And sports have been like that for a long time. I mean, like I'm a Red Sox fan, and growing up, anybody that wore the Yankee uniform, they were the bad guy. Even if they were a good guy, they were the bad guy.
You're the bad guy now, buddy.
Yeah, I'm well aware of what's going on.
You're the bad guy now.
Yeah, it's no good. It's no good.
Well, Ray, I was asking these guys, if you were like a guy like Altuve, what would you do right now? Would you just like get ahead of this and say, I did that stuff? Or are you playing the deny, deny, deny game? How would you handle it?
Wow. I don't even know. Like if you're caught in the... evidence is that you're caught and they've got it. Like, what else can you do? If you think that they don't have it or you didn't do it, then you've got to deny it, I guess. I mean, if he was doing it, man, like if he's got that thing tapping on his shoulder and it's out and it's in the report, then you only really have one option. That's it. Right, like you're going to have to try and get out in front of it. If it's in the report, it's coming out. Although, I would say, look at what the guys did with the PED stuff. They just, like, they were up there in Congress, and they all said they didn't do it. And they were, weren't they all in the report?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, no, I didn't do it. And I mean, it was Rafael Palmeiro, if I remember right, that was pointing at the congressman and, you know, and like vehemently denying it. And then it comes out, he's all over the report.
Yeah. He misremembered.
Yeah. It was him.
Favorite line of all time. I misremember.
Well, you know, speaking of bad guys, and there's always got to be a good guy, always got to be a bad guy. It sets up beautifully in the sports world. I'm not sure what Peter DeBoer is in Vegas, because he was the bad guy for 2 years. And I have been pretty surprised by the candor of the players today. Like Mark Stone, Nate Schmidt, I believe, Ryan Reeves, who are like, basically, I don't like the guy, but now I have to like the guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of how
Schmidt's comments were somewhat, he's like, I'm completely shocked by this. And for a player to say that, that's crazy.
Right.
Ryan Reeves had a beef with Pete DeBoer. Yeah. Like, they were going at each other in the media.
Right.
Last year.
It's a crazy transition. Like, the firing in and of itself was crazy. And that was yesterday's conversation. Now today, it's like, Peter DeBoer is hated in Vegas. Despised.
Yeah.
And he's their coach.
Not anymore.
Now.
Yeah, it's beyond odd. What I'm, you know, as I read around today, I don't know if you guys found this weird, is that, you know, he was in Florida, obviously taking some time off, and he gets a phone call, you want to coach, boom, he's in, you know, he's trying to get to Ottawa, he doesn't have a suit, he's, like, it's not like they'd been in conversations for 2 weeks about this. You know, like, I find that really odd, that, you know, a coach can be changed, and and the guy you hire, you've only talked to a couple of times. Like, yeah. Because in the summer, if you're hiring a coach, he comes in, he does an interview, he goes away, you probably bring him in for a second interview, you know, if he's one of the finalists. But this is like, it sounds like you had two conversations on the phone, and the second one is about, can we get the contract done? Like, well, I found that really strange.
Well, there's two examples of that this year with Hines doing it in right. Nashville. You got DeBoer. Sure. You got to think that Gerard Gallant's going to end up somewhere before the year ends, no?
Well, if I were a team that wasn't going very well and I'm the coach, I'd be looking around my feet to see if there's a saw there. Like if anybody's cutting the floor out from under me, because he's going to be a coach, whether it's now or in June, he's hired again fast, right? Like there's no way that with his record and his, you know, his success that he's not going to be unemployed for very long. I'm with you. That's a done deal. It's just where does he want to go?
I don't know the answer, and I'm not being a smartass, but does Gerard Gallant speak French?
It's the first thing that crossed my mind yesterday.
Because
he was an assistant coach there in Montreal.
Right.
Before he got the head coach in Florida.
That's, like, you got to think Claude Julien, he's not an idiot. Like, he's...
Are you laughing at the honks?
Oh, there's just weird, like, there's a horn, there's an air guitar.
No, that was... Some guy was playing had his drums set up. That was a half a block ago. This was a car that... I'm right by the train station now.
I was going to ask you if you're playing Guitar Hero.
And some guy just went flying down under the underpass to get 8 feet up into the traffic up there. So he won that race.
Yeah, smooth.
It was really impressive. I don't know if he speaks French. I do know he's longtime really good friends with Steve Yzerman.
There's a layup right there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, There's a couple of places that you could build a case pretty easily. If you're Seattle, are you thinking about a guy that took an expansion team to a Stanley Cup final the first year?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
I don't even know if he would want that job. Like, would he want to be like a sideshow coach where it's like
you're typecast.
Yeah,
like that's what your role is now. You're just the expansion team guy.
I don't even know if he would want that gig.
Yeah, I never thought of that. I mean, because it's going to be impossible to replicate what Vegas did.
No kidding. And you're just set up for failure because it's like if you don't go to the finals in your first year, then you're a failure.
Have you ever seen a coach in the league to get fired from having so much success? Like, so think about the way Gerard Gallant exited in Florida. Coach of the year. The next year, he's on a curb in Carolina, calling a cab, getting fired. In Vegas, he's had two successful seasons. He's horns. Oh, my God. What are you doing, Ray?
You had him. Like, where are you right now?
Guys, I'm right by the rink. Would you let me to... Here goes another guy. Do you want me to tell him to go by a little quieter?
It's just funny. Have you ever seen a coach have this much bad luck for being so successful?
I agree. It's nuts.
I wonder what he's supposed to do next. Like, how are you supposed to be better? Like, how are you going to have more success? It's a crazy thing, but I'll tell you, he's going to end up with a contract with six zeros behind a pretty good number at the front of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can lay on a horn and guarantee that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's happening. All right, buddy. Have a good one tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow at 5.
Talk to you then, guys. See ya. Carlo, get some sleep tonight.
Will do, buddy.
There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They will pay your holiday bills up to $1,000 when you lease or finance a new in-stock vehicle in January. Visit MapleToyota.com.